Some books really are classics, standing the test of time and gaining fans with each new generation. Certain titles you may even want to revisit every now and again. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick shares a new way to enjoy some old favorites. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Jane Austen's 250th birthday is December 16th, and I have been getting ready for it by giving myself the project of listening to her novels in audio. What fun this is. They've all been recorded by the great British actress Juliet Stevenson, whose rendition of the novels is absolutely spellbinding. The voices she creates for Austen's characters are so real and so lively, I only wish Jane Austen could hear it. Her delivery highlights all the subtleties of Austen's ironic wit and finds the music and meaning in every elegant, expansive sentence. When I started this project, I sampled a few other narrators and one full-cast version. None of them came close to Stevenson, whose readings are on the Naxos label and available wherever you download your audiobooks, though I did not find them in the Pratt Library collection. I began with Sense and Sensibility, a novel that's as much about sisterhood as about romance. After their father's death, Eleanor and Marianne Dashwood face financial hardship. Eleanor, the older sister, embodies sense, restraining her emotions even when she learns that the man she loves is secretly engaged to someone else, someone who happens to be a worthless airhead. Austen is a genius at creating annoying characters, and Juliet Stevenson brings them hilariously to life. Younger sister Marianne represents sensibility, throwing herself passionately into romance with the charming but hopelessly shallow John Willoughby, who abandons her for a wealthier prospect. Fortunately, Austen straightens things out and rewards both girls with fine outcomes. I then turn to Mansfield Park, whose poor Fanny Price is sent to live with her rich relatives to alleviate her own family's dire financial situation. Without education or breeding, Fanny is treated almost as a servant by the family, with only her cousin Edmund showing her any interest or kindness. Though Fanny is a bit of a goody-two-shoes, her intelligence and character win the heart of the hottest man in town, Henry Crawford. She is completely horrified by this, and the fact that marriage to Henry would set her up for life and solve all the problems of her impoverished family doesn't make a dent in her disdain. The truth is, she's madly in love with cousin Edmund, but he's gone gaga for Henry's glamorous sister Mary. Novelist Lauren Groff had a long essay in The Times earlier this year calling Mansfield Park by far the strangest of Jane Austen's novels, less merry and bright than the others. For most of her life as a reader, writes Groff, she thought of it as the one flaw in the oeuvre, but now has come to see Mansfield Park as the boldest, riskiest, most subversive, and artistically mature work of all. I'm right now in the middle of Emma, one of the most popular of the books, featuring the complicated, somewhat arrogant, and very charming Emma Woodhouse. Emma fancies herself a matchmaker, but her machinations and meddling go awry when she tries to fix up a beautiful ditz named Harriet Smith with a man who is actually interested in Emma herself. All these mix-ups and crossed wires make Emma a classic comedy of manners. The obnoxious character in this one, a Mrs. Elton, is Juliet Stevenson at her best. If you have never really dug into Jane Austen, I highly recommend you let Juliet Stevenson transport you to her captivating world.
The books are Sense and Sensibility, Mansfield Park, and Emma, all written by Jane Austen and narrated by Juliet Stevenson. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.